This Rush Hour catch-up is for the Honda 7-year sale, on now till June 30.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
We're talking about spending money here. What did you buy after you'd had a few? Bloke, sportsman's dinner, bought a huge picture of the Sydney Harbour Bridge to put on his wall. Turns out you look out his patio and veranda, and he's actually got a view of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and he's there sitting there thinking to himself, what have I done?
I've got to say, Pete, most of my mates have probably got a story like this.
Oh, yeah.
I feel, and I don't mean to be sexist, is this a guy thing to do this?
I think, yeah.
It tends to be.
Well, you know what? Let's go to the phones because...
We're about to be surprised?
I think we're about to be surprised here. 133353, what'd you buy after you'd had a few? Lorraine and Hilbert.
Yeah, I bought a vet voucher, which is fine, except for one thing, I didn't have an animal.
That is great.
Can you explain the situation? How you... Where? How? What were you drinking?
I was drinking champagne, but I really don't know. I think I just picked up the wrong voucher. I don't know what I was... the secret things, and I think I picked up the wrong book.
Yeah.
And right. I was, I'll be all right. You know, someone will outbid me, but they didn't. So I actually you won the voucher. I'm
Congratulations.
It's now one of those ones.
Yeah, go get an animal.
Like, and it's funny because Dan the internet, he might tell his story a little bit later, but he was telling us earlier that him and his mate went to an auction, a silent auction, and one of the blokes went, $80, and his bloke, just to have a bit of a laugh, was like, I'll put down 81, and his mate went, all right, you can have it. It's like, all right, fine. A cat in Yanship, what'd you buy after you'd had a few?
Well, I hadn't necessarily had a few. I did have an operation, and I was on morphine. So I thought it was a great idea to go online on Wish, and just bought a whole lot of stuff that I had no idea until 2 weeks later, all these tiny little presents kept on arriving. And I would just open the mail and go, I didn't even order a parcel.
But that's brilliant.
What on earth is going on?
How good's
that? And I open it up, it's a new sterling ring.
Surprise!
And then the next week, I got 2 new tops. And then the next week... And it went on for about 6 weeks.
See, morphine.
Because it doesn't come all at the same time, you see.
Yeah, morphine, very underrated, Kat.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving.
It's your birthday every week. That's brilliant.
Kylie and Frio, what'd you buy after you'd had a few? This was your hubby, actually.
Yeah.
Here we go.
My husband. He bought a house.
Get out. Why?
Yeah. Come on. All right, walk us through it.
Yeah, you have to explain this to us.
I'm not kidding. I was at work.
Right.
He was having a few drinks with some mates, saw a house that he liked. Decided he'd check it out online, contacted the real estate, bought it. I got home from work, and he said, I've got something to tell you, but don't get mad.
You were always going to get mad.
I got mad.
So, like, tell us about this house. I mean, is it like a 4x2 in double view or something, or is it a...
Did you drop a bit on it?
No, yeah.
It's not. No. No, it was a 4x1, and at the time we only had one child.
Yeah.
We now have 6.
Wow.
And so we've had to do some renovations. We're there 17 years later.
I'll tell you what. How much did that real estate agent enjoy that?
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Hey, mate, I'll take it, thanks.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. On what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
Now, let me explain something to you, Fitz.
Right? Yep.
Dan and I do a gaming podcast, where we talk about games because we're both mad video gamers.
And I've heard it's massively popular.
It's massively popular.
Making you a lot of money.
Biggest one? No, we're not making any money. It's not that. It's the biggest one in the country. It's on Qantas. It's on Jetstar. It's on a lot of things, right? And I was thinking to myself, Lisa's not here. This could be a great opportunity, Dan, to talk about the podcast rather than the app that you want to talk about. Okay? But I'm going to test this theory, right?
Okay.
So facebook.com/gameonaus.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can go from 1,588 likes to 1,600 likes by the end of this break.
Well,
And that's the biggest in the country.
Sorry, Kat, the producer. I got to take the opportunity while Lisa's not here.
Kat's looking. Kat's standing up.
Sorry, Dan's looking at me. You didn't hear what I said.
She keeps us in line, I tell you.
To be the biggest in the country, I thought you'd have more than 1,000 likes.
Yeah, well, the biggest in the country elsewhere, not on Facebook.
For listeners and stuff like that. People love gaming.
Oh, let's shoot for 2,000. Okay. So we got to talk about apps. I know, Kat, we've been talking for 2 minutes about the gaming podcast. Let's talk about the app.
Bit of a shame, as much as I love having Fitzy here, the beautiful man. Yeah. Look at him. Lisa, you're looking a bit different today, but it's Fitzy. This app is actually for Lisa mainly, but it's still pretty cool.
And
the kind of thing I could open up as a cliched comment by three men in a room.
Yeah.
How do I stop my wife from shopping so much? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,589.
Oh, boom.
We're up like okay.
Flying.
Go.
So, this app is called ShopBack.
Shop back.
And what it does, if it's aligned itself with a whole bunch of different retailers. Mm. So if you use this app to shop and buy something from said retailer, they credit you with money, cash back, that you can then credit back into your account, your bank account.
So hang on, but is it...
So it's like a finder's fee for them to you.
Right, so it's back into your bank account means it's just money that you can spend anywhere rather than, you go into a shopping center.
It's not a voucher. It's like, so if you spend, and as an example, you spend $50 at Dan Murphy's, there you go. And let's say it's 5% back, you'll get, $2.50 back to your bank account that you can then...
Just cash?
Yes.
That's brilliant.
That's amazing.
So it's actually, essentially the apps, the finders, paying you a finder's fee for using them rather than going to... the retailer itself.
Wow, so you don't have to just wait for sales. You just use that app straight away. You're getting a discount.
And it's partnered up with all, Dan Murphy's, eBay, Menulog, David Jones, Groupon.
Or Menulog.
Yeah. JB Hi-Fi.
Dan Murphy's.
That could be eBay Games, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, 1,590.
Oh, boom, there you go. totally worth it.
Like a rocket.
So I've put the app up at the Lisa and Pete homepage and also at Facebook. the other Facebook page, you've got Mixed Facebook page. But really great app. And I think anyone who likes to get a bit of a bargain, my wife particularly, will love this app.
Yep.
ShopBack.
Spot on.
ShopBack.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay, Dan.
There you go.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to recording another gaming podcast with you tomorrow for facebook.com/gameonaus. It's 1,592. We're going exponentially growth now.
That's if you've still got a job, Pete.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
The Rush Hour catch-up for the Honda 7-year sale on now till June 30.